Well, I'd like to welcome my first guest to this morning's programme, and it's Martin Flanagan. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Leslie. Thanks very much for having me on.
Not at all. You're more than welcome. And Martin, you are from DCU. You're part of a group of students from DCU, and you recently set up a campaign to increase organ donor awareness. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? And the campaign is called Donor Heroes DCU. I love it.
Yeah, well, essentially, the campaign was actually born out of a college assignment. We were all asked to get into groups and work on a campaign. So one of the girls in the class came up with a campaign to focus on creating organ donation awareness. So there's four of us in the group. I suppose essentially we're just trying to highlight important issues surrounding organ donation in Ireland, as well as provide information on outlets where students and staff can pick up organ donor cards. And the campaign, we've been running it just under a month. And throughout the campaign, we've been sharing a lot of informative material, a couple of interviews with people involved in promoting organ donation in Ireland, and as well as sharing the experiences of organ transplant recipients. The coordinator of the campaign, her name is Emma Martin, she came up with the initial idea, and we've kind of working on it from them, and she was kind of saying the reason she felt compelled to work on this sort of campaign is because she kind of felt there was definitely room for improvement. So I guess this is just a case of creating more awareness and looking to save people's lives.
Absolutely. And you know, when you say there, create more awareness, the subject of organ donor cards hasn't come up in a while, to be honest with you. I was just thinking when we were talking there the other night about it, and you know, everywhere you used to go, like, I know I'm a lot older than you, like, we won't go into that one, but you used to be organ donor cards everywhere. Now, I'd be often cleaning out my bedroom and stuff like that, and I'd find organ donor cards from years ago, you know, the kind of way. And you don't see them around as much. Now, they are around. I know they are around, probably more so in the, like, hospitals and surgeries and stuff like that. But, like, years ago, they were more readily available, you know what I mean? There is a lot of people out there that kind of don't even think about it as much, because years ago, it was more of a bigger deal. And I think this is a great campaign, and it's bringing something back to life that used to be a huge issue years ago.
Well, it's funny you say that, actually, because it's becoming a lot more easier for people, if they want to be potential organ donors, then they can get cards. And actually, we interviewed Colin White of the Irish Kidney Association about a week and a half ago, and he discussed the importance of embracing new technologies to increase donor card take-up. I think it's actually very interesting what they're doing, because what you can do now is you can log on to the Irish Kidney Association's website, and what they have is an e-card, and it's available to download on Android and iPhone devices. And what it is, it's very good, very innovative now, and basically it complements the existing plastic donor card. So what happens is you download this app, fill in your details, basically you commit to become an organ donor, and then the Irish Kidney Association sends a free text message to your user's next of kin, so I'm guessing that's whoever you assign when you use this app. And then basically the gist behind it is to facilitate conversations within families. And just in the interview with Colin White, that's kind of what he hammered home, is the importance of discussions around organ donations within families, because not enough people are talking about it, and talking about it obviously spreads awareness. He was basically saying that the key to success for organ donation awareness is to encourage discussion among families. It's ideal because, I mean, obviously people, if they're not in a chemist or whatever, they can just log on to this site, download it, and there you go, they're committed to given the gift of life, I suppose.
It is the gift of life, you're dead right. But you know something that I think the older generation people would have their wallets, like we'll say, and they have their organ donor cards in their wallet, and there it's old school kind of stuff, do you know what I mean? Where in the new generation and the smartphones, I think this is an absolutely fantastic, an app that's a donor card is just fantastic. I mean, whoever came up with that idea, Bulibus, well done to them, you know what I mean? I know, it's brilliant. Smartphone, smart. And you can just go down, you can go onto the Irish Kidney Association website and download this app. Absolutely brilliant. No hassle, no stress whatsoever. And it's given the gift of life on and on and on. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, people, I'm sure with your campaign, Martin, that you've seen a lot of people thanking, you know, that it's horrible when people die. We all know it's tragic. But if you can, like for me, I know that if there was anything left in my body when I go, I would be only too happy to help somebody else to have a good life from it. And I'm sure that there's a knock-on effect there.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's a bit of a tricky situation because it's such a morbid kind of topic, and a lot of people don't want to talk about it. Yeah. They kind of avoid it. But, like, to be honest, we're all going to die, do you know what I mean? And, I mean, I was speaking to a woman last week I'm supposed to interview her next week as part of the campaign, and I'm not aware of the full details of the story, but her son died, and he was able to give five people a new lease on life, basically, from his organ. I'm not sure of the specifics, but it's just an example of how easy it is to give people, I suppose, in a sense, a brand new life.
Yes.
You know, when die. So, in it, so you're kind of living on as well, to a degree. I know it sounds strange, but it's true.
No, but five people like are able to have benefit that, from that. You know what I mean? It is. It's good, and it's I suppose it's a little bit of consolation in some way. I mean, I know I've lost somebody recently, and people out there that are tuned to this broadcast that have lost people as well, and they like that as well. To think that something good can come out of it, you know, it is a little bit of consolation. It's not going to bring them back, but at the end of the day, you're doing good, and you're given the gift of life. I was just looking at a thing there in the paper the other day, and it says that 80% of Irish people get complete happiness from giving a gift and making someone happy without any money, nothing like that, just to walk away and say, well, I've done my good gift for today. But we do, we know Irish people are very generous and very giving type of people, so it is a knock-on effect, and it's fantastic, the smartphone app, I love it.
Well, just a prime example, I suppose, of somebody who was given a new lease of life. Last week I interviewed a young lad, he's only 26, James Reynolds. He's from Tallaght. James was telling me his story, and it's actually extremely inspirational. He was sick from the age of 5 weeks right up until he went on dialysis when he was 18.
Right.
And he was telling me that 2 years into dialysis, he had both of his kidneys taken out. Now, that was news to me that you can live without two kidneys. But
wow.
Apparently
it's news to me too.
He's a prime example. Yeah.
Wow.
He's a prime example anyway. But as a result of that, he was on a very strict fluid intake, and he couldn't drink more than 250 mils of liquids a day. And if you think about it, that's less than a can of Coke. So he had to kind of monitor every liquid, basically, that passed his lips. And he was telling me that it went from him being, he couldn't get up a flight of, say, 7 steps.
Wow.
Without having to take a break. And then if he was eating cereal, he had to eat it with a fork, because obviously he couldn't consume the liquid. But he's actually gone on to compete in the transplant games, and he's won gold and bronze medals for Ireland. So if you can think, just two extremes, and this is from him receiving a kidney, he was gone from practically having no life to being part of the world transplant games. So that's just a prime example of how your life can change from organ donation.
That's a remarkable story, honest to God. Like, well done, James Reynolds. And Martin, like, these people that you're coming across throughout your campaign, it must feel like really great to be able to uncover their stories and to bring them to fruition and to share them with the public. Like, how can people find these stories? You know, I know you're on Facebook, and we have, don't forget, folks, to add also DCU on Facebook and Twitter as well. But, like, tell me about the stories. Where are they in the public domain, Martin?
Well, we have a Twitter account. People can contact us, or they can follow us at Donor Heroes. That's Twitter. And then obviously our Facebook page, if you just search Donor Heroes DCU. And then we have a website. Every interview we do, every press release, every kind of really important update goes on our website at donorheroes.wordpress.com. And it's funny, because we've put up a press release on our website, and we've actually been inundated with calls from people who, you know, have had first-hand experience of this, I suppose, and they want it. They're really eager to partake in the campaign.
Yeah.
And it's really heartwarming that there's so many people coming on board who are willing to offer their support, offer their stories, and, you know, people who are following us can obviously relate, and we're looking for people to interact. So if anybody has any suggestions, any ideas, any experiences that they'd like to, you know,
Give help out and share their experiences. Because I know I would. And especially that it's for such a good cause, and a group of people like you, ourselves, getting together, bringing this idea to fruition. It's just fantastic. And on top of that, now you're bringing awareness to this app that you can just do it online. And that's the new generation of today. And I think that's where we need to be emphasising on. Because let's face it, we just said there a while ago, the old school, the mammies and daddies, I know mine, they'd have their old organ donor cards in their wallet, or you know what I mean? It's just the way life is. They're not into as much technology as us, where us younger generation, I'm calling myself younger, but I am now, come on. You know what I mean? The smartphone generation. You know, it just makes so much sense. I love the idea. I absolutely love it. I can't emphasise enough how many people should get out there and get it. Do you have it yourself, Martin?
I do. And you know what's really important as well? It's funny, because young people, although, you know, they're embracing these new technologies, it's young people as well who are at the forefront of highlighting organ donation awareness. And I suppose the prime example of that came about when I was speaking to Colin White. When I interviewed him 2 weeks ago, he gave me a really good example of how young people are creating awareness of organ donation through education. Mm-hmm. And he reiterated and hammered home the fact that education is vital in spreading awareness. But he gave an example of their students at Eureka Secondary School in Meath. And what they've done is they've created a Bring Organ Donation into Education teaching pack. Well, so basically what they plan on doing is they plan on distributing the pack to every secondary school in the country mm-hmm. before Organ Donation Week in March of next year. So they've brought together educational material, and basically they're just seeking to inform students of options available that, you know, would allow them to become organ donors. And they're specifically targeting young people. And I just think it's really clever and it's brilliant that they're actually, it's young people targeting young people, creating awareness. Mm-hmm. So I looked into it anyway as part of the interview with Colin. Mm-hmm. And just according to the school's website, they're basically looking to making an educated decision on the matter for young people, especially when they're applying for their driving licence. Because not a lot of people know, or they at least forget, that when you apply for a driver's license, you can tick the box. Or with the new plastic card, if you commit to become an organ donor, they give you an individual number that, you know, you become an organ donor then. So there's a couple of steps. Not many people do, actually. I didn't realise until we started this campaign.
That's absolutely amazing. I can't believe that. So that's two fantastic things that you're after bringing to us this morning, Martin. You're just brilliant, you are. No, really, I just wanted to say something as well. I love the James Reynolds story. And the other thing that I wanted to say about the app, I really, really want people to get on board, get that app, download it, get onto the Irish Kidney Association, keep spreading the word. It's not going to end here, Martin, because I'm going to have you bunny boiled till the end of this campaign. But there was something that I was going to say. I know we don't want to talk about morbid things, but at the end of the day, let's face reality and call a spade a spade. I have organ donor cards. I've loads of them, and I would be cleaning out the old drawers, and you'd be coming across them and going, Shady Mac, now, you know. But just say, touch wood, if anything happens to me and I was gone and I was buried and all the rest of it, and my family were cleaning out my wardrobes or whatever, and then they found them. So I think that we need to move with the times. We need to embrace all these things, and those kids that are doing that in them schools and they're spreading the word, it's just genius. It's a genius idea, because like that, we're coming into the day and age that technology is rampant and there's so much things that can be done.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because, you know, I actually have a plastic organ donor card, and again, I was cleaning out the room and I found it behind the shelf, and like, God forbid if anything did happen, you know, people aren't aware, you know, that you put yourself forward to be an organ donor. Whereas if people get on board, get this app, it sends a message to a family member and then generates discussion. People are aware that you've put yourself forward for this, and then you could, like in the case of James Reynolds, be giving someone a new lease on life.
Oh, my God. It really is. And James Reynolds, what a hero. Absolutely. And come here, quite an appropriate name too for your campaign, Donor Heroes. I love it. Absolutely brilliant. Martin, I have to say, I'm blown away now by the information that you've given us here. The two things that are standing out to me, well, more than two things, but the driver's licence thing on the back that you can tick to become an organ donor, plus the app and James Reynolds, and then the lady that so far, that I know you haven't completed the interview, but about the five people that her sons has helped so far. It's just awesome stuff. And looking forward to hearing about the rest of the campaign.
Well, just on that note, the interview with James Reynolds, we were hoping to publish an interview every week. First week, obviously, wasn't an interview with the press release. Then we followed it up with an interview with Colin White. Then we most recently interviewed James Reynolds, so that'll be out next week. And then we're hoping the interview again will be that story about the woman and her son. And then we're hoping to interview a couple of professionals in the industry just to kind of get a better understanding of the legal framework and, I suppose, how the government is interacting with people involved in organ donation and spreading awareness. I'm not really sure of the situation there, but I think Colin White is the man to go to there if anybody has any more questions on that. But I mean, people, if they want to follow us, we'll share as much information as possible, and they might be able to share information with us that we're not aware of.
Exactly. And if there's anybody out there that wants to share their story, there's no better place to do it than with your good selves. Okay, we're going to have to let you go now, Martin. We're coming up to 10 o'clock here on Lifeline, but before we do let you go, just to once again recap, we will have Colin Wright from the Kidney Association on Lifeline next Thursday, thanks to Martin and Jonah Heroes there from DCU. Martin, before I let you go, give us a message for the listeners.
Follow us.
follow us.
Give us your stories.
Give us your stories. And
take part.
Exactly. Martin, listen, it was an absolute pleasure speaking to you this morning on Lifeline, and I'm looking forward to talking to you later on in November.
Thanks very much, Leslie. Really appreciate it.
Not at all. You're more than welcome. Thanks a lot, Martin. Bye.
All right. Take it easy.
And that was there Martin Flanagan from Donor Heroes DCU. Absolutely amazing stuff there. Get that app, people. Get onto the Irish Kidney Association and download the app. Make a difference, because it doesn't end here, and we will have Colm Wright on next week. And we're just 10 o'clock now here on Lifeline. Don't go away.